Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one is about the following article. Portable lab that plugs into your phone can diagnose illnesses, published on the Laboratory Equipment website on Friday, February 7, 2020. The study was initially published in the Nature journal Microsystems and Nanoengineering, then republished courtesy of the University of Cincinnati. Engineers with the University of Cincinnati have created a tiny portable lab that plugs into your phone, connecting it automatically to the doctor's office through a custom app that the UC developed. The lab is the size of a credit card that can diagnose infectious diseases such as coronavirus, malaria, HIV, or Lyme disease, or countless other health conditions like depression or anxiety. The patient simply puts a single-use plastic lab chip into his or her mouth, then plugs that into a slot in the device to test the saliva. The device automatically transmits results to the patient's doctor through a custom smartphone app that the UC created for nearly instant results. UC Professor Chong An and his research team used a smartphone device to test for malaria, but the device could be used for smart point-of-care testing for countless chronic or infectious diseases or to measure hormones related to stress. Right now, it takes several hours or even days to diagnose in a lab, even when people are showing symptoms. The disease can spread, An says. His research team created a novel lab chip that uses a natural capillary action, the tendency of a liquid to adhere to a surface, to draw a sample down into two channels to initiate the test they call microchannel capillary flow assay. One channel mixes a sample with freeze-dried detection antibodies. The other contains freeze-dried luminescent material to read the results when the split sample combines again on three sensors. An said the device is accurate, simple to use, and inexpensive. The performance is comparable to laboratory tests, the costs are cheaper, and it's user-friendly, An said. We wanted to make it simple so anyone can use it without training or support. UC doctoral student Shithodhi Ghosh, the study's lead author, said the biggest advancement in the device is the novel design for its tiny channels that naturally draw the sample through the sensor array using capillary flow. An is Ghosh's PhD advisor. The entire test takes place on a chip automatically. You don't have to do anything. This is the future of personal health care, Ghosh says. While this device has applications for diagnosing or monitoring viruses or other diseases, An says he sees potential in the field of mental health, where doctors already utilize smartphones to help track the wellness of patients. Well, this process is a little complex, so let me recap. Let's say you have an illness. The system is designed to detect and measure some biomarker or antigen unique to that illness. You're given a plastic chip, which you put in your mouth. Your saliva is pulled into two channels built into the chip by the capillary action. The saliva in one channel is reacted with detection antibodies, which attach to each biomarker molecule present. These biomarker antibody complexes are trapped in the detector area. The spit in the other channel picks up a luminescent material, which, when the two samples mix, will react with the detection antibody biomarker complex and give off a strong, unique light, which is detected by optical sensors in the path of the combined stream of both saliva samples. The signal from the optical sensors is processed by a cell phone app, and the results are sent to the doctor's office or to some other appropriate medical facility where decisions can be made about how you're doing and what to do next. A personal telephone-based test like this should allow for medical testing in areas well away from medical lab facilities and save you time and trouble of going into the clinic for testing. Maybe you'll use some of this time to listen to more of these bits of science. Hey, it's a win-win. Until the next time you hear a bit of science, goodbye.